Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugia,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechmute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. This week on AK, making it as a musician in Alaska. Anchorage singer-songwriter Marion Call doesn't have any trouble writing material. She says the ideas spill out of her and shape into songs quickly. That's fortunate, since Call has a hectic schedule working to make it as a musician, far from the mainstream recording hotspots in the lower 48. She uses Facebook and Twitter to connect with fans and takes a creative approach to financing her passion. Her new album, Something Fierce, is a double CD that's funded by her biggest fans. She gets inspiration from fans, too. The CD starts off with a fun song she put together after a fan dared her to write a tune the astronauts could wake up to.
And I thought, well, you know, that sounds just like Alaska. Cold and dark and the sun's not doing what it's supposed to, and we just have to wake up when we have to wake up. I can totally do this.
Good morning, moon. Love, how you doing? I've got business with you today. Good evening, sun. I'll see you soon. Awake on my own terms lately. Who's to say we're upside down? Who's to say we're falling if we miss the ground?
This is my absurdly cheerful wake-up song, and I don't generally write absurdly cheerful stuff, but I'm one of those people who hits the snooze button 15 times longer than I should and cannot get up when it's dark and cold, and I needed a really serious wake-up song, something that'll kick my butt out of bed, and so I wrote one.
And Marion, you use social media to make a living as a musician. Describe how that works.
Well, I love living in Alaska. I want to stay in Alaska. I'm building my life around staying in Alaska. But obviously, if I want a career touring and playing music, this is not exactly a renowned location like Nashville or Austin or Los Angeles for being based out of. So I use social media to connect with people who are all around the world, who can experience my music even though I'm not in their community, you know? And that allows me to live where I want to live, which is here. And it also allows me to tour without having like a big record label or manager, without ever trying to get a big break like that, because I can simply contact people in a community and say, hey, do you and 30 of your friends want a show? And that's a nice small number, you know? It's a nice, safe, like house party number. And if that many people are interested and they're all willing to, you know, buy a CD, then that makes it worth it for me to come play for them. So that's kind of how I run my tours. So I'm excited about what the internet means for artists and musicians and small businesses that are kind of off the beaten path, like in Alaska. We can find people who like our stuff on the outside without having to necessarily bump into them face to face. We can bump into them face to face on the internet.
The song Whistle While You Wait sounds like the kind of song that you probably wrote on the road, or at least was inspired by life on the road. Tell us about that.
Whistle While You Wait is at the heart of what this record's about to me, because most of these songs are about courage and cowardice, really. I'm not as much into love songs as I am into like the courage that it takes to do small everyday things when you're kind of insecure, which is very me. I think it's very human. And so Whistle While You Wait is about how it takes a little effort to have the courage to get on in the face of things. And it's about the first day that I pulled into Alaska when I was moving to Alaska back in 2003. I took the boat up to Haines and then drove from Haines to Tok. And it was winter. And when we arrived in Tok, it was 40 degrees below and the wind was blowing sideways. And we pulled into fast eddies in the dark. And I was just going, oh my God, what am I doing? Why am I moving here? This is insane.
When it's your first time in Tok and you're broken, just limping down the line. And it's 40 below and you know that they know that you're a hopeful from outside. And people speak distinctly as if you're foreign. And you forgot
God,
to
the process of falling in love with Alaska after that is so amazing. It took me so far. But I wrote a little song about that first night in Tok, you know, and how scary it was and how much of an outsider you feel like when you first move here maybe and you're not familiar with things. that felt actually like my first few tours, which is what the rest of that song is about. My very first time on tour in LA, my first time on tour in Austin, Texas. It's scary. You're kind of bluffing your way through the first couple times. And I think a lot of us grown-ups feel like we're bluffing our way through a lot of things on any given day. And, you know, you kind of have to perk up and give yourself a pep talk and go about it, even if you're not really sure what you're doing or not sure you're gonna make it, and hopefully most of the time we do.
And when it's the first time you could get to West Hollywood, and you're slathered in sunscreen, and you drive really slow, so you know that they know that you're another jolt with a dream, and you're wearing your own secondhand blue jeans.
You kind of slow things down at the end of the second CD called From Alaska. Was that intentional?
I would say that this record is more serious than some of my earlier ones. A lot of my earlier records have a lot of goofy stuff on it, and my live shows are actually mostly pretty humorous. But I felt like it was time for some serious music, too, because that's true to our life experience, and I want to write about real life. I had a couple rough years that went into the making of this record, and of course that makes for good songwriting, I hope. And the songs at the end of the record are... I don't want to say dark. I think they're very hopeful, but at the same time, they're about dark topics, you know, about cancer or losing people, or about about alienation, feeling lonely, feeling homeless.
No, 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 no. Take me back home. No, 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 no. Take me away. Bring her around slow. No, 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 no. Tie her up right. I'll sail around the night. How dark when it's day.
No, no, and no, no, those come out of real places and real events. And I wanted to write about them in such a way that I was being really, truly, brutally honest about the experience and about what it means as a human to go through these things. And at the same time, with a hopeful bent, looking at not what this experience does to you, but at what you cling to when you're at that point. And what I cling to is community and home and coffee and beer and time with people that I care about and sunsets and, you know, so focusing on that instead of focusing on the darkness of the experience. So that's kind of where the end of the record goes, and a few songs along the way. And that's, I think, a big step for me. It's a vulnerable step for me.
Marion Call's new album is Something Fierce. She's playing tonight at 8 p.m. at the Snow Goose Theater in Anchorage, November 5th in Juneau and December 10th in Fairbanks.